Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up. Barkley put it, looking like another Grease Paul night in Philly.
I was gonna do a proper intro, but then I got high.
You're such a dork.
I was gonna try to sound professional, but then I got high.
Sorry.
Episode 100. 100 people of the Grease Paul podcast. Appreciate you being here. I just realized
that was the first time I've ever heard you sing a cappella, and like, oh my god.
I was just
that
thinking
was so amazing.
I was like, you know what? This is the first time I've ever sang like in front of people, let alone a live microphone.
Don't slaughter him too hard.
Or YouTube. Yeah. I like 8 seconds in, I was like, should I try this? Because my brain's working differently than it normally does. Spoiler.
And now you're officially trying it.
Yeah. And so I was just like, I'll go ahead and do it. So spoiler alert, kids. We decided we've kind of kicked this idea around for a while. We decided to get inebriated for the 100th episode of the pod here.
Mm-hmm. So on legumes. So
yeah,
riveting.
Yeah, dude. So like, I'm not saying this is the qualityest episode we're ever gonna do, but it might be the most entertaining.
Shit! Excuse me. What just happened? The two strains that we have today.
Yeah, so we were gonna do. Can we get a Sirianni sound really quick if he's available?
What a guy! Somewhere. What a guy!
We're gonna
boom. Let's watch the videotape.
Yeah, let's let our guy.
There we go.
He'll segue us. So
he thinks it's awesome.
He does think it's awesome. So
we
strain
have
strain of the day.
Strain of the. Well, we have two strains of the day.
There
we
are.
Have.
Straight of the day, straight of the day. Here comes a straight of the day.
Acapella pod.
So Justin is sporting our GA pie today, which is a sativa, and it makes you like very, very happy and caffeinated.
Mm-hmm.
We are repping a combination of member berries and
what GA pie as
yeah,
well.
That one, yeah. I said.
This one's going to do big numbers.
It probably, if anyone does, it will be this one. Because they'll be like, look at these dumb fucks.
What is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. Feel free to light up with us while watching, won't you? Member berries is great. I don't know the science behind it. V will explain that, but I am a fan of this particular strain. This is my go-to.
Do you remember?
This is member berries.
Not. Apparently not. Yeah. I've had the fleeting thought 8 times since we started talking of just this stoned ADD of holy shit, we're doing a pod. And then I just sang.
Yeah, that happened, man.
I'm high.
But oh, we're doing a pod. In. We're yeah. only 4 minutes in.
Yeah. I know. I hate the way time passes when you're fucking stoned, dude. It feels like we should be saying, go bird, see you next week. Not really, but it feels like longer than 4 minutes, decidedly.
Member berries is a hybrid.
Yeah.
Sativa heavy. Riley, look at you majestic creature.
Sir Riley the cat is exiting the studio.
Meow.
Member berries, though.
Anyway, member berries are sativa hybrid. They're most commonly known for making you happy and hyper, and everybody's always known them as like the how do I say this politically without
just Just say it.
It's the one that turns everybody on.
Yeah, it's a sexy strain. Yeah.
So, who knows what happened?
Yes. He's playing in my ear. I was like, what is that? Oh, it's Coach.
He's whispering sweet nothings to you.
Yeah, what a guy.
Anyways, so there was something we were supposed to do.
Oh, yeah, a pod episode. We talked about like 39 things before we actually started.
Justin just hit a button over there.
Which is ironic.
You're trying to talk.
That's the amount of times I've thought about nachos since we did this.
What?
This is a great... I'm really hungry.
Is this a nacho count now? Or is this?
Both are applicable here.
Okay.
Yeah, which as we found out in last week's episode, you guys don't like the way I eat my nachos.
No, not at all.
I'm telling you.
Who eats cold cheese on your...
Any of the three of us would right now. Let's be honest.
I know. I take my 10 seconds to heat it up in the microwave.
I'm not. That's 10 more seconds it could be in my fucking face. Like, for real.
Oh, my God. Oh, we were going to do something...
Yeah, you had the idea of doing word association.
Oh, that's right. Word association.
Yeah.
What's the category, y'all?
Well, that's what we were trying to figure out beforehand, and we were like, well, this could make good content, so let's figure it out live.
I mean, I don't care about doing the repeat. It's always funnier the first time, but I thought this was good. Your category is birds.
Okay.
We can do birds.
Let's do
this.
I mean,
hey, fuck, it's an Eagles pod.
Yeah, there you go. And apparently a Ravens pod on the side.
That's right. Side pod.
It's the side mistress.
We'll just, yeah, side team.
Maybe I'll support the Cardinals.
Who's going first?
Well, it's weird. Are you just going to say a letter?
The Cardinals. That's a good team.
Yeah, the remaining birds.
You got the Falcons.
They're up and coming. Yeah.
Wait, who else is there?
Seahawks. You don't want to do that.
But I like their colors.
Their colors are cool, but they need to get
rid of... utilize them incorrectly.
Yeah, that cheeks pattern they have on their jersey, it looks like a toolbox in the back of a truck. That shit's stupid.
Okay, who's going first?
It was Justin's idea. We'll let Justin go first.
Okay, I'm going to give you a letter, and you have to come up with a bird.
All right.
Oh, that was such a good effect.
Okay. That was get the buttons. He's got it.
La da 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 da.
You.
I got one.
You have a bird that starts with you?
Oh, no. Fuck. I forgot we were doing birds. I was wondering about you, bro. I was like, why is it taking him so long to think of a word that starts with you? And then you... I was wrong in this equation.
I mean, I'm willing to be wrong, but I, you know, no birds that start with the letter U that are coming.
The only word that I would see would be like Ukrainian ostrich or some shit, but this is like.
I mean, feel like we're reaching.
Right? Having a U, my immediate thought was emu, but it obviously does not start with a U.
Unless so. We can contain backwards.
We could do it that way. It contains a letter.
Okay.
Bonus points if it begins with a letter.
Oh, yeah, there you go. We can even keep track now. Who's got a notepad?
Well,
yeah, okay. We didn't think that far ahead.
Okay. No, I mean, you guys keep score and tell us in the comments who won.
Actually, yes.
Yes.
You do that.
Yeah. Use the comment section as a thing that people like us talking to microphones are supposed to tell you.
It's only been 8 minutes.
Yeah, we don't.
It's only been 8 minutes.
You keep score at home.
I question everything.
The home game.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Give us a letter.
All right, your turn.
Okay.
T.
Fuck me running. I'm too high for this shit.
Do you guys want to just do food? Because I can't even.
Yeah, let's do food. Food's fun to talk about. Especially right now.
So
birds are hard.
All right, Justin, we're gonna restart with you.
The category is food.
Are we gonna let's just do food. Just name a dish. How's that sound?
Oh, okay.
Age.
Oh fuck.
Ham sandwich.
Oh yeah.
V. I feel like no matter what letter you get, you're going to think it's
good. Veal scallopini.
Was that double entendre?
Right?
I got K. Kielbasa.
Okay. Kielbasa sausage. Your butt cheeks is warm.
Justin, you got Z.
ZD.
Oh, that was good.
M.
McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Wait, like
meatball marinara. If I can't name a place,
two Italian dishes in a row, bro.
I can't. Do I get double?
Try a different country, man.
Do I get double?
Diversified.
For double M's, though?
Why is yours like that? Why can't mine be that way?
It is.
No, it's not.
They're all the same. What do you mean?
It's not the same.
It's okay. Your turn. Give me the generator.
Okay.
All right. We'll do another round or two. Oh, C.
Isn't it sad the first word that came to mind was cunt?
What are we, Australian now?
Yeah.
Why is this so hard?
I'm telling you, when you're on the clock, it's terrifying.
It's not terrifying, it's just there's blanks drawn.
But it's like a spotlight and it's pressure.
What's a sea dish? Catfish. There you go.
I was going to go chicken parm.
Oh my god.
The more Italian dishes, the merrier.
Yeah,
that tells you how bumped, country bumped the fuck I am, Jesus. Catfish, not chicken.
I mean, hey, catfish also works.
Justin, you got H again.
H again?
Hash browns.
Halibut.
Ooh, there you go. Fish sticks.
A lot of fish.
There you go. Oh. F.
Fish sticks.
Trust the Gordon's fish.
I got J. So, like. Jam toast?
I was going to say jelly donut.
Jelly donut's a good one, too.
They're good. Shit. Do we want to do another round or go to a different category?
We can go to a different category. What's a good category?
Beverages, because I'm thirsty as fuck.
We could do vegetables.
Yeah, that's not my strength. Let's do it. We'll do a couple rounds of veggies.
All right, fuck Justin, it. Tea.
Vegetable with tea. The first one that came to mind wasn't a fucking vegetable.
What is it? Oh, yeah, fruit.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, kids. That's what he thought.
Yeah.
Still. Also, tomatoes go on meatball marinaras.
Oh my god.
Turnip.
Ew.
Okay. I didn't say I like the vegetable.
Yours is N.
N? Turnip is a fucking stupid word.
Turnip for what?
Yeah. Oh, boo. Data references. Who hasn't heard that song in forever, though?
What? Lil Jon?
Turned down for what?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has.
And, fuck, I don't know. I'm awful at this.
And vegetables that start with N.
And, oh, that's right. We're supposed to be doing veggies, too. Can I get another letter? N for next letter.
You.
Fucking. I don't know, man. Squash. It's got a U in the motherfucker.
Like, that's an S. I don't know what
it is, but there it contains the letter U.
Mine's E, so I'm gonna go with
ew.
Execute. I'm gonna name a Pokemon. Why not?
Oh, there we go. We'll do that. Pokemon.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
I love Pokemon.
All right,
are you good with Pokemon?
Yeah, ish. I played Sword a bit, so I know.
Which
some.
Generation do you know?
I only know the first.
Technically, yeah. First, and okay. Then. Little bit of recent.
Okay, cool. All right, who's going first? You go first since you came up with it.
Excuse me. Okay.
R.
Rhydon.
Okay.
The big ass rhino.
I got B, so.
No, that's one of my dudes.
Oh, fuck. I don't know when that starts with B.
What?
Do we do Pokemon impressions here?
I don't know how to do them.
Bulbasaur.
Oh, Bulbasaur, hey, Jesus.
Yes.
Bulbasaur.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
All right, you got F, Justin.
F?
I've got one.
See, that's because I don't know them like that.
It's his favorite Pokemon.
F?
Uh-huh. One of them, yeah. One of them.
Can I get an impression, please?
I don't know what this one sounds like.
Eevee evolution. Fuck, I just kind of gave it away.
Flareon?
Yeah.
All right, your but turn.
That's recent, so like.
That's the first gen.
I don't know what noise Flareon makes though.
That would have been when I cut out then.
It was okay. Like, yeah, it was the first gen. It was like one of the first ones to come out actually, like out of that series.
Because yeah, the first what Flareon, Jolteon, and Vaporeon. Yeah.
Yep. Sparky, I don't remember the other two. Yeah. So yeah, you got D.
Diglett.
There you go.
I just heard a funny Diglett bit.
I got. Oh, what's Diglett bit?
He's shit. I don't remember the whole story. I just heard it this morning. It was on Anti-Donna-Pod.
Oh shit!
That shit was what he's like. Shit.
It's like that though.
I just can't remember.
All right, I got I. I'm going to stick with Justin's theme and go Ivysaur.
Oh, that was a good one. I was trying to think of an eye. All right, we'll do one more round of the Pokemon. I just said it like a 56-year-old suburban condescending dad
Justin,
says it to their kid.
Your letter is E.
Oh, Eevee. I mean, thanks, dude.
Hey.
I would have known that one.
Yeah.
It would have taken me longer.
Your letter's a little harder. Your letter is Y.
Can I pull up Pokemon Go?
No.
Fuck.
S,
Scyther. He's got blades for hands.
I got L, so Lickitung.
What a weird Pokemon. What a very, very weird Pokemon.
Justin, you got I.
Oh, man.
Do another letter, because we already did I.
V. I know one Pokemon. That's it.
Fuck. Oh, okay. I know one.
Vape something.
Oh, yeah. He just said it. Yeah, that's another one. I forgot about that one.
I have another one in mind, too, ironically.
What's yours?
Venusaur.
Oh, I was thinking Victory Bell.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and Vaporeon was the one you were thinking of.
Yeah. All right. Water Eevee.
G.
Oh, Gengar. All day. My man's.
Weezing was W was mine.
Ew.
Okay.
Here's one. Here's one. We got in hot take food arguments last week.
Yeah.
We often need you to settle debates between the two of us.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the debate this time? I forgot.
When you think of peanut butter, all right, if you're going, when you think of peanut butter, Jif or Peter Pan, or what brand comes to mind? If you're going to grab you a jar of peanut butter off the shelf.
I think we already had this argument with Justin.
Did we?
I feel like he was a Jif man.
Fuck yeah.
I'm mostly, I guess, Jif.
Thank
now
you,
that I think
man.
About it.
That shit is.
Because I claim Peter Pan and you were like, nah, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I don't feel that strongly about it, but like, I feel like I don't do it consciously.
I'll fuck up any brand of peanut butter, to be clear.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the Mount Rushmore.
Kroger brand all day, every day.
Yeah, like that's on the Rushmore of food you can't have around me for very long, or I will just pillage. Fuck, I lost my point.
There was another thing I was going to say, too, and I forgot.
Where are you at? Well, no, because Jif is more, Peter Pan's more dry. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just more, Jif is impressive. Do you go creamy or chunky or does it matter?
It does. I've grown to a point where creamy has evened back out because I was crunchy all day, every day until like relatively recently.
Okay.
And I've really come to appreciate a creamy peanut butter as of late.
Yeah. I'm team creamy all day, but I will also fuck up a crunchy. Or an extra crunchy, too.
A crunchy?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so annoyed. Like, so I love kids. Don't get me wrong. I love kids, but those what's those things that we rated really high on Little Debbie's? The crunches?
Star Crunch.
The Star Crunch. I bought a box of those, Justin, and I only had one.
Yeah.
The entire box.
I only had like three. Normally, it's like you look at me and go,
I'll take all seven of those.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I was so upset. I was like,
yeah.
I just wanted something nice.
Fruit Gushers went missing. It sucks, dude.
Being on summer vacation and they're here eating all
day. Yeah, dude.
Like, mm-hmm. I love you guys, but can you go outside for a minute, please?
Please burn some of it off, yes, and leave me some
food.
The
crazy part is we buy like popsicles for the kids that are like, you know, like they're not expensive. Eat those. They're sugar.
Right.
Why do you eat the things I care about?
Yes. Like, it's like they go out of their way and strategize everything intentionally to fuck with you almost. And you're like I had my mind set on these Gushers for days, dude. Like, and they had been there a while. And I was like, I'm going to save those for one night when I'm in the mood for them. And then a night came where I was in the mood for them about 3 days later. And I go for them. And I just was like, God damn it. And she was like, what happened? And I was like, the Gushers are gone.
Down.
Like.
What was the other? There was another thing we were going to ask you, Justin.
Oh, boy.
There was another one. I can't remember.
Mount Rushmore of cereals. Go.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Because I will fucking die on the hill.
Mine's change all the time. My list changes all the time.
I guess, yeah. When and where are we constraining ourselves to? Are we talking like current day? Like, what would I still fuck up at this age?
You can only have four types of cereal in your pantry for the rest of your life. What are you going with? Your Rushmore. Okay.
I'm going to like diversify. I'm not going to keep it like the same shit.
Fruity Pebbles is going to be one of mine.
Oh, yes.
Have you had the marshmallow Fruity Pebbles?
I have not. Like, something about that really turns me off.
No, dude. I'm here to say, next time you're in the supermarket, buy some. They're so good. It's like you get Lucky Charms mixed with Fruity Pebbles.
V is very vehemently saying, you're wrong, dude.
Let me ask you this. You like Lucky Charms, yeah?
Indeed.
Who doesn't? What's the best part of Lucky Charms?
Well, I mean, look, anybody tries to fool you and go, nah, man, I want the cereal piece.
Yeah, nobody wants the brand piece.
But my thing is, it's those brand, cool. But Fruity Pebbles are so sweet, and they already get, like, liquidy when you put milk on them.
That's where I'm at with it. I feel
and it
like
gets mush with marshmallows, so it's marshmallow mush.
It's so good. But see,
and the marshmallow clusters of Lucky Charms, get those the fuck out of here. Oh, they're terrible.
Cheeks.
Terrible. Yeah. Cheeks terrible. Cereal. Terrible.
Don't
waste
your
money.
Time.
Waste
don't
of
waste
money.
Your milk. Yeah, don't waste the time it takes to wash the bowl and the spoon. Fuck that cereal. So hard. Fuck that cereal.
We're coming hard.
It's fucking awful, dude. But
if you disagree, go ahead and tell us in the comments. Yeah. We'll disagree with you back because it was terrible.
Yeah, I will die on this fucking hill.
The Peep cereal was good.
The Peep cereal was solid.
Surprising.
Here's another debate you can settle for us, friend. Mm-hmm. Do you like your cereal more soggy or immediately? Because we differ here, too.
Yeah, well, see, again, that depends. To me, I always put the middle in it, but it's just the way I live my life, folks. It depends on the cereal. I hate to put that kind of limit on it, but some of them I like the less, like Raisin Bran, inexplicably. I don't get it. The more I let Raisin Bran sit, the better I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Grape Nuts, you have to let sit.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want to eat those like right out the joint.
I'm
nah, man.
That's aside real quick.
No, fuck it. Who cares?
I mean, I'm not grabbing Grape Nuts into the Rushmore or nothing. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I like a nice bowl of Grape Nuts.
See, I like mine a little more soggy in general.
Again, some stuff I like the crunch, like a Kix or.
Kix is solid.
Yeah. Or a Trix. Same thing.
Trix
like
are good.
Trix are
well.
Soggy. Fruit Loops, they're good.
Fruit Loops, pride.
I like Frosted Flakes. They're good too.
They're also solid.
So what's the Rushmore here, guys?
Fruity Pebbles, Oops All Berries. I will fucking murder a motherfucker. Get the Crunch Berries out of here. The little brand bullshit. The cereal pieces. Give me the berries. It's sugary, and you can feel yourself slowly withering the fuck away and dying.
You can see that he has a diabetes problem. No,
totally, seriously. But like it, yo, the Oops All Berries. Yes. Uh-huh. That. Oh, my God, dude. I get mad when I eat the last bowl of those. Like, raging, almost Chris Benoit level mad.
Jesus Christ, man.
Not that mad, but
About that Matt when he finds out the kid's the one that ate the last bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swears from the other room. She's asking what happened. And I'm just like, oh, there's less food in. It's always food related.
Yeah. I'll just be sitting there and all of a sudden I'll hear, fuck.
I guess the gushers are gone.
Yeah. I think that's all the content I had.
Well, what's your cereal Rushmore?
Oh, right.
We'll get there eventually.
Yeah. And then we'll get out of here.
We brought the loop right back around, y'all.
We did.
Cereal Rushmore. So, that was rude. Anyway.
I mean, we once burped into the mics 33 times in an episode of this pod. They'll be okay.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would say probably Lucky Charms, Cookie Crisp, Frosted Flakes, and then
Cookie Crisp.
That's, you know, that's a weird one.
Reese's Puffs.
I can get behind the Reese's Puffs.
Honeycrisps are really good, too. They're a sleeper. They're really good.
Let me look up. All right,
so you know Frosted Flakes makes honey-covered ones? If you mix the two together, regular Frosted Flakes and the honey ones, it tastes really good.
That might be good.
It was really good. Problem is with the honey ones, the milk makes the honey come off too quickly, so that's why I mix it with the regulars, so they still have the sweet.
Who the fuck eats Golden Crisp?
Can't get enough Super Golden Crisp.
I like that one.
Hot take, maybe Golden Grahams, underrated.
Ew.
I've seen Golden Grahams in forever.
Glad to know you don't agree. Just ew. Right on.
Lego, my ego.
Berry Kicks. Do you remember those? They tasted like the 90s. The bag cereals. Dude, you remember spending the night at a friend's house and they had the bag cereals?
Oh, man, that was always us.
Dude, the bag cereals.
Chocolate Puffs. I forgot. Honey Nut Cheerios is a good classic, man.
They're okay.
I was so mad when they went gluten-free because I can't eat that shit now. I'm allergic to soy, man. What are you doing to me?
Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's okay.
The French Toast Crunch makes me curious.
And the Wendy's Frost. Can we get a Strawberry Frosty, guys? Like, I want to review that shit.
Yes, I know. I've been wanting to do that.
Wait, didn't you already taste it?
Me?
Mm-mm. I've heard a lot of people say it's good.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be. That's the best Neapolitan flavor.
I don't know about that.
Where do you go?
Now I want ice cream.
Me too. Or look, a milkshake.
Regular vanilla not is not out. Beating strawberry.
I go strawberry over vanilla.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying. Like yeah. A regular ass vanilla that'd be in a Neapolitan.
Oh, I had that.
That shit is not taking out no strawberry.
That's what I'm
saying. Your only competition is chocolate. And I feel the same way about
it has to be the right chocolate. Yeah.
Like that's not beating strawberry.
No.
How did you get yours sideways?
People, what? The mic?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of pulled it towards me, and I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know.
That's something we can change off air. If that's
I'm hyperfixating my bad.
If you would prefer to have it that way.
Listen, I can't help but be a space and get it. Stop picking on me.
Oh,
what
were
we talking about?
Neapolitan flavors.
Man,
Neapolitan flavors.
I'm here. Okay,
people
cool.
are in for it today.
It's all good. We're only like, oh shit! It went from like 8 minutes to 28.
It did
really
it
quickly. Did. But anyway,
choose a so Neapolitan, and we'll leave.
Neapolitan. You said that about the cereal. Make up your fucking mind.
Yeah, I did, and then I realized I can't think of my other two Rushmores right so now while stoned. So
mine,
I was like, fuck it.
Mine was originally. It seems like as I got older, I first liked vanilla, then I went to chocolate, and now I like strawberry. So, like, as I got older, I guess my palate changed. I don't know.
But I think I'm right there with you. Like, when I was a kid, it was chocolate, because chocolate, you're a kid.
Right.
And then I got a little older, it's like, I'm going with vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some strawberry. Point, you realize, man, it's always been strawberry. It's always been you.
I know. Strawberry's like, it's got, especially the Breyers, because there's chunks of strawberry in it.
Oh, dude. So good.
I don't like vanilla people, though. I mean, that means two things. But I mean, like...
And he hates both.
Yes. But, like, the people that like vanilla almost feel like they're, like, looking down. Like, they're, like, spitting at you when you ask them. Like, well, what do you like?
No,
vanilla.
The worst is when you ask them if what kind of vanilla... Or what they like... Or what vanilla... What flavor they like, and they have to specify French vanilla or the, you know what I mean? Like
vanilla bean is
vanilla bean. You know what I mean? Like they're like snooty about it. Like vanilla's like, I get there's differences, but like, do we really need to specify? Like vanilla's vanilla.
I do think it goes bean, then French, then regular ass.
No way. Vanilla. French is definitely over top of bean.
No.
Yeah.
Hell to the no.
French vanilla is so better.
No, vanilla bean. No. You got the little flex.
It's so dry.
Have you had Turkey Hill?
Yes. No. That's actually the ice cream I was thinking of.
A Jersey company.
I said no, and you went, a Jersey company.
Ice cream made in Jersey.
Like the New Jersey Devils. I don't know what he's looking up at.
Fuck you, vanilla people. Is what we're trying to say.
Guess I'm real worked up.
Yeah, we hate vanilla. Anyway.
That's how you know he's really worked up. He's like, yeah. Fuck you, vanilla people.
This has been the 100th episode.
I hope it's been entertaining.
Let us know, vanilla people, if you're a vanilla snob. Hit us in the comments.
What's your Neapolitan one? And then tell us how many.
Yeah.
Tell us. Right or something. You're supposed to be keeping track. You've got
tell us why you're fucking better than us if you like vanilla. Tell us why we're so wrong and you're so much better. Dick. Anyway, 100th episode for everybody that's ever listened to this damn thing, for everybody that supported it, and for you guys that are here in the studio with me. I just realized I was high. That didn't come out very well. But you know what I'm trying to say. It's been a blast. Look forward to the next 100. Appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week. As always,
go Birds.
Hey, oh, button. Not that one, this one.
What up, coach? That was fun.